Declan Bonner, Donegal manager, your team have been victorious by 1 point against Monaghan in the McKenna Cup opener. What was your verdict?
Listen, a good competitive match, Ryan, and it's, you know, we knew we were going to get that against Monaghan. You know, the one thing Monaghan bring to it is physicality. Any team that Seamus McEnany's been involved in, you get that aggression and you get that physicality. We got that there today, and I thought it was a decent game. I thought it took us a while to settle into the game, especially with a lot of new lads coming in. But I thought we, you know, we had a good spell midway through towards the end of the first half. We kicked 3 or 4 scores, 2 down at half time. Possibly could have been ahead. We had a goal opportunity, but only getting it that we didn't take. But I thought the second half, to me, was a controlled performance, and apart from the last maybe helter-skelter 5 minutes, I thought we were in reasonable control of that game.
Yeah, did you think it was gone when Shane Carey was standing over that penalty?
Well, listen, you know, for all the hard work that we put in at that stage, you would have been disappointed. I felt, you know, on the balance of playing and the work that we had done, I felt we deserved to win the second, to win the match. But you know, Sean Patton made a very good save for him. I think then it was Jack that got his body in, and but that was the type of performance we had from those young lads in the second half. And they stood up, and you know, as I said, a physical challenge, and you know, we could have had a couple of goal opportunities that we didn't take. That, with, you know, Jamie had two opportunities, and we took a goal from Patrick Morgan, who took it very well, and that was the turning point.
Yeah, a bit of a slow start to the game. You were 5-1 down after 11 minutes.
Yeah, we were. It was a slow start from our point of view, and you know, whatever breeze was there, we had it at our back. But we went 7-2 down. We were 5 points down, as I said, maybe midway through that first half. But the lads showed great resilience, a great character to come back from that. There, I mean, as I said, you're dealing with a lot of young lads, some of them in there for the first time, and but as I said, the one thing they have, they can play ball, and they showed no shortage of character out there, and that's the most pleasing aspect. And as I said, the second half, I thought we kicked some very, very good scores. Could have had a couple of goals, we didn't take it, but we move on now to Celtic Park, and you know, it's a good start to the season for us, and it's important, especially for a lot of the younger lads that are coming in there, to, you know, to get the season off and winning start.
Yeah, you must have been happy with the fitness levels, because you played a lot of that second half with 14 players after Brendan McCoy was sent off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I mean, that was disappointing. We lost a man. You know, it's difficult enough, you know, with 15 in the field, but we're down to 14, and you know, but we did get a lot of legs coming off the bench, and that contributed. But there was a lot of good performance there in the second half, and you know, plenty to be satisfied with. But listen, it's a small step going in the right direction, and it's still a huge amount of work to be done.
Was the red card a tad harsh?
I think so, to be quite honest. You know, the first one was a very petty first yellow, but when you do get a yellow, you have to be careful after that there. And you know, as I say, we can't afford that. Because Brendan was playing well at the time, and you know, he was showing up that defence for us. But disappointing, I'm sure disappointing for Brendan, but as I say, hopefully we learn and move on from it.
Yeah, the likes of Conor O'Donnell, Jack McKelvey, Daniel Clark in there, the first appearances for Donegal, and they did well when the ball was in their hands.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and you know, they worked hard when the ball wasn't there, and you know, on ball. The one thing about footballers from Donegal, they're all comfortable on the ball, and it's just getting that balance right, and getting one out the ball. We've got to be working harder, but I think they've done that there, especially in the second half, and as I say, a lot of positives to take from it, but again, a lot of learnings, and as I say, we'll continue that process now going into Wednesday's game.
Yeah, and we believe going into that game against Derry that a draw would be good enough to put you through as group winners. Is that how you read it?
Listen, we'll be going there trying to win the match, and we'll see what players we have available on Wednesday night. It's going to be a busy schedule for these lads. It's the third level coming off, starting next weekend, and I think we're ending up to 12-13 players involved with third level Sigerson, so it's going to be a busy period, and we'll see. As I say, we'll just move on now to, as I say, on to Wednesday night against Derry, and have a look at that.
And can we expect you to mix it up a bit with your team selection?
If I have lads available, I will. There's no doubt about that there. We'll definitely look at that there. But at the minute, we'll just wait and see between the medical team with Cahill Ellis and Dr. Kevin Moore, and see what's available to us now. We'll know more come tomorrow, the next 24 hours, what's available for us tonight.
And there are a few fellas missing there today with illness, is that correct?
Yeah, there's been a flu going around, and flu boys have been, you know, they've been... this last couple of days now, it's been there, so there's a number of lads that have flu. So listen, as I say, we won't know the next number 24, 48 hours. We'll have a fair idea of what we have then for Wednesday.